People who are pregnant and struggling with addiction face many barriers to getting the health care they need. Many fear mistreatment from healthcare providers and worry they might lose custody of their baby. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports some clinics are looking at ways to better engage and support these patients.
When Michelle Kavoris went into labor, she waited as long as she possibly could before going to the hospital.
Because I knew what was coming, I knew I wasn't going to be welcomed given the situation that I was in.
Kavoris was actively using cocaine and made the decision to place her child for adoption. Her son was born with drugs in his system. She remembers the doctor screaming at her.
Telling me, how could I do this to my baby? I'm selfish. Things I already knew. Didn't need to hear from somebody shouting at me. And instead of like offering me any kind of help or anything, he just wanted to shame me and make me feel worse than I already did.
That was 13 years ago. And Kavora says she doesn't want anyone else to go through what she did. She's been in recovery for 6 years and now works at a health center on the west side of Chicago. Kavoris is a doula. That's someone who provides physical and emotional support to pregnant people before, during, and after childbirth. Doulas are non-medical professionals who help clients advocate for themselves in healthcare settings. Research shows having a doula can improve health outcomes for both moms and babies. But Kavoris is more than just a doula. She's also a certified peer recovery specialist, someone who is experienced with addiction who helps others on their recovery journey.
There's such a stigma that it prevents people from getting the healthcare that they deserve. I love to see when somebody is like, oh, wait, you guys are so nice to me. Why are you being so nice to me? And I get to tell them it's because you deserve it.
Kavoris's work is part of a pilot program Illinois launched in 2019 to provide peer recovery doulas to pregnant people with substance use disorders. Dr. Ruchi Fitzgerald helps lead that program. She's a family physician and addiction medicine specialist. Fitzgerald says the doulas don't just assist clients during childbirth. They help them navigate the complicated healthcare and legal systems.
Just having someone there who's walked in their shoes, who doesn't judge them, and provides just like non-stigmatizing support.
One of the biggest challenges is building trust with clients. Many have been treated poorly in medical settings, so the doulas have to work really hard to show them they're on their team. But it's a complicated issue. In 24 states, including Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana, substance use during pregnancy is considered child abuse. Both medical professionals and peer recovery doulas are mandated reporters. If a mother who uses substances hopes to keep her baby, she's got to go through an investigation with a child welfare agency and may need to appear in court, sometimes just days after giving birth. At a recent meetup in Chicago for doulas and others who provide services to pregnant people in recovery, Carly Ann Brown said she's seen mothers lose custody of their child and then start using substances again because they don't know how else to cope.
I literally had a patient tell me the only reason that I'm not using drugs is because of my baby. And like, if my baby goes to foster care, my fear of what might happen to my baby in foster care, I will use drugs.
Child welfare agencies have a mandate to do what's in the child's best interest. But it isn't always clear what that means. Being born with a chemical dependency can be traumatic to a child, but so can being taken away from their mother. Losing a child can be traumatic for the mother, too. And Michelle Kavoris knows from experience what that's like. She says placing her child for adoption was hard enough, but the way she was treated in the hospital made it even more traumatic. Kavoris channels that into her work with her doula clients today. She teaches them something that took her a long time to realize, that they are worthy of fair and compassionate care.
And when they finally realize it, and then they can start advocating for themselves because they are deserving of it, it's pretty awesome to watch.
It's hard work, she says, but it's worth it. I'm Darian Benson, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.